We're starting a new and unique series about the stories and midrashim revolving around Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I'd like to take a few minutes just to introduce what we'll be discussing tonight. Previous years, we took time to go through the Haggadah, to go through different commentaries from understanding the simple meaning of the Haggadah to understanding deeper meanings of what's going on in the Haggadah. In most homes, the Haggadah is the center focus of the night of Pesach. And upon reflecting this year on what goes on in most homes, it struck me that most people miss the point. They end up saying the Haggadah, saying their gematrios, saying all kinds of interesting things about the Haggadah. And even if they attended my fantastic classes, and they know all the different pshatim and pshat, what's going on, they're still not getting the story across. And so, being that on this night of Pesach, the biblical mitzvah, the mitzvah d'oraisa, is really to tell over the story and to expand as much as you can on those stories. So then I feel that we really have to give a totally different class in preparation for the night of the Seder. A class that goes along the lines of the stories I tell at my Seder, which are not written in the Haggadah, which are not written in one commentary, but are scattered throughout Chazal in different places. And I don't expect you to tell over everything we'll be learning here at your Seder. What I do expect is that you should get yourself a notebook, take some notes, get yourself acquainted with different stories, and then align yourself with your audience, which is what every good speaker does. Realize that Chazal told us there are different levels in which you talk to. You have the child, you have the simpleton, you have the tam, the sheino yodea lishol. You have kids who don't even know how to ask. And then you have these wise people, and then you have these wise Aleks. You have different people on different levels, and each one has to hear a different story. And it's not that we're telling a different story, but it's a different level of understanding in the story. And my hope is that when you have this information, you'll be able to impart a lot of knowledge in a very pleasant form, in story form, to your listeners. Remember that in the next year or two or three, in the short term, you're going to be a listener at a Seder. But in the long term, the time will come when you're going to have to lead a Seder. And it's important to know these things. And even if you're just a participant in the Seder, not the leader of the Seder, if you have all this information, then Be'ezrat Hashem, you'll also be able to enrich other people at the Seder. Just remember, you're not the one running the Seder. So don't bog everyone down with all the stories you want to share. That'll be our introduction. It's up to you to think about which points to include in the Seder. As usual, I won't bog us down with this is from this medrash, this is from this gemara, this is from this rishon, this is from this commentary. Unfortunately, I do not have a source sheet for this class, and I didn't have time to prepare one. So you're welcome to ask me where I got what I'm saying from, and for most of it, I hope I'll remember the sources. I can't guarantee I'll remember everything. But I'm not planning on saying anything that's my own. Meaning everything we're going to discuss in these classes, Be'ezrat Hashem, are going to be things I saw inside. And I hope I will have the time to prepare a source sheet. But I'm not sure that's going to happen. But again, feel free to ask.